episode 415 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Faith the Public Friday, everyone. We have a ton, and I mean a ton, to talk about today, guys. The last pod of the week, a big, big day in the arena. Huge MLB day today, guys. 16 games across the league, across the diamond. I got 11 bets I want to hit on. It was a rough night last night, guys, so we were running hot. I think we were due for one of those nights where maybe breaks didn't go our way, but baseball was tough. It was, 3-6, brutal. Dodgers came through for us, luckily, in extras. Couldn't get the Oakland under. Atlanta blew it. San Fran blew it. Couldn't get the Washington over. Philly under didn't hit either. Late night Angels over didn't hit. Did get the Texas under 9 and the Minnesota under 9.5. And then other spots here, guys, Houston. Houston could not come through plus 8. I thought when it was 7-6 at halftime or whatever the score was, I was like, man, we're in this thing. I don't know if anyone played the teaser with Carolina. You ended up cashing that one there. But I'm glad I didn't just blindly take that over, because primetime overs were 6-0, because that thing sailed under. So it did have an under hit there. Did get a huge hit in college football. Marshall, this one was crazy. I think one of the reasons why maybe didn't have some luck in MLB, we got it a little bit in college football, because if anyone saw this game, Marshall plus 7, they were in it the whole time. App State, the guy could have ran in for a touchdown and killed us and killed our bet. He ended up sliding down at like the 4-yard line. So saved us there. So I'll take that one with Marshall. Nice hit. The thing that annoyed me was WNBA, because our trend to the over, the first game with Dallas didn't even come close. But the second game, it ended up pushing. It landed 165. You had a barrage of points late. You know, if you got the 164.5, 164 early, you hit it. 165 late, you push. But what was annoying there is it was tied at 82 with like, I don't know, 3-4 seconds left. They have an inbound play. The girl gets fouled. She, of course, makes one. I'm like, either make them both or make neither. She misses the first. She makes the second. Ends up being, 83-82, lands 165. So that was kind of an annoying one, guys. But either way, you know, a tough night, 4-8, minus 4.65 units. So after those last two nights where we stacked, like, 7.5 units, gave a little bit back last night. But that's going to happen, guys. Hey, this is a thick-skinned business. There's going to be days where things go your way. There's going to be days where things don't. To me, it was baseball that really annoyed me yesterday, just with some of these collapses, especially by Atlanta. San Fran had a shot in the 10th to win that game. But we're going to keep grinding. That's what we do. So there's ups, there's downs. You're never as hot as you think you are when you're winning. You're never as cold as you are when you're losing. Of course, even keeled. And let's see if we can finish the week off right here, guys, because I have a ton to talk about. Again, 16 games MLB. There are also 4 college football games tonight. I have 3 bets, 2 on the spread. And I want to talk about one of my favorite systems in college football. And then we'll also hit on a total. I got a total play here in one of the games as well. Also got a couple UFC biting plays. I said, hey, let me just pick out one, but there were 2 that caught my eye. So hopefully we can go 2-0 here. Got some UFC for tomorrow night. And then, of course, as we always do on a Friday, we're going to look ahead to the weekend. I'm going to give you my favorite plays for the NFL this Sunday, week 3, and for college football coming up this weekend. And I want to remind everyone that we do have the Lombardi line. That is really the go-to spot on the weekends. No podcast, but I'm always on Lombardi. I've been doing it going into my 3rd season now. I love it. I love waking up and the excitement of the day and just talking to Michael and Patrick and running through the games, talking to our guy TG, Thomas Gable at the Borgata, and our buddy Will Hill. So tune in, wake up, have some bacon and eggs, get your tablet out, read the newsletter, get ready. But that is the Lombardi line. Tune in Saturday and Sunday, every Saturday, Sunday, all year long, from 10 a.m. Eastern time up until noon. So hit us up there for a lot of these weekend sweats and updates on these NFL and college games. But that being said, guys, this is going to be a lightning round here. I got a ton to get to, and I got a jam-packed day. I'm excited. And of course, we're going to keep grinding like we always do. Flat betting, no parlays, looking for that sweet spot against the public with the pros. Beat the closing line, and of course, you know, keep grinding the model with the flat betting approach. So anyway, real quick, very quick housekeeping. Sign up for the VEASAN newsletter, VEASAN.com/newsletter. Wake up to my market insights column every morning, basically sharp reports. Today was breaking down the 4 college football games. You'll also get, with the newsletter, rundown of all the shows that day. You get promos for legal sports books. You get Dave Tooley's ATS report. And you'll get just a ton of links guiding in the right direction, different articles from the team at VEASAN. It's the best way to stay plugged in to VEASAN and everything that's going on in the sports betting market. That's for free. You got to do it. VEASAN.com/newsletter. Put in your email. You'll then get it every single morning. Then, of course, you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. We have all the information, content, analysis, power ratings that you need to help you make smart bets. Again, there's no guarantee. I'm not going to guarantee you winners, because there's no such thing as locker guarantee. But we're going to give you all the data and info that you need to make the smartest bet possible. That is a guarantee that we're going to give you all the info you need. Again, so sign up for a VSiN membership, VSiN.com/subscribe. You get every PSW, Points Heard Weekly Magazine. You get all the afternoon best bet emails. You also get 20% off the store, get VSiN hats, get VSiN merch, get a shirt, a mug, a Brent Musburger shirt, the legend. And I got to say, every time we do our Betting Across America show, Brent Musburger announces us, Mike Pritchard and Josh Appel on Betting Across America. And every time Brent says my name, I like pinch myself. Like, did I really get to this level? Like, this is crazy. Anyway, with the membership, you also get everything behind the VSiN.com paywall. Stats, splits, power ratings, money versus ticket counts, everything you need there, again, to feel like you make the most informed bet that you can. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. 10-day free trial. If you like it, you let it renew. Go monthly. Save money. Get the annual. If you don't like it, no hard feelings. You cancel before the 10 days are up. You won't be charged, but I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it because there's some great content, especially I always talk about it, but UFC. I know football is in the air and we're still grinding baseball, but don't forget UFC. Reed Kuhn and Gamble and Lou, great, great articles in PSW breaking down the bouts for this weekend, a big biting weekend. With that being said, guys, lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where you can stay plugged into a real-time market and find out as soon as any injuries break or follow local beat reporters, follow legal sports books, any of that stuff. It's the searchable keywords, creating a gambling community, direct messaging. Twitter is a fantastic resource for sports bettors. And you got to get on there. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live. And you can follow me, your buddy, Josh Appelbaum, at Josh_insights. You can hit me up anytime. Also, email me questions, comments, suggestions, whatever I can do to help. Got to get referred to a new sports book. Let me know. I can guide you in the right direction. You can always email me, josh@vsin.com. So, with that being said, I want to bounce back in baseball because it was weird. Like, we ran so hot the last couple nights in MLB, and then it felt like nothing went our way yesterday. What was it? 3-6. Like, I mean, that should have easily been a 5-4. You know, whatever. I don't know. Something like that. Just annoyed me with that Atlanta game in particular because they were up 4-1 in the 7th and blew it. But anyway, guys, bounce back day in MLB, and I love the board for today. So let's start talking about our plays. So first one on the board for me, I'm going to take a weather system over at Wrigley Field. St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs. I'm going over 8.5 here, guys. Now, it did open at 9. Some shops did fall to 8.5. This is kind of a high total. This is I think it's game one of a doubleheader. So doubleheaders, usually we see, you know, totals like 7. But I go with this one, guys. It matches a classic system for me that I love. And I think we're buying low on a number that's dipped a little bit here. So hoping to get some runs at Wrigley. What I like is wind is howling. And I mean howling at Wrigley Field. If you've never been to Wrigley, wind plays a huge role here. It's blowing out to dead center at almost 15 to 20 miles an hour. This is a big, big one to the windy over system. It's an auto play for me. Anytime I see wind 15 or more at Wrigley, it's just on principle I take the over because you can turn a lot of warning track fly balls into first row homers. So wind blowing out at Wrigley, 55% over the last decade. So I'm liking that spot. Also, if you look at some of these trends recently to St. Louis, and by the way, anyone play St. Louis early out of principle, they did it again. They were down early and came up bigly there at the end. The Cardinals, it's just unbelievable what they're doing. I'm not playing them today out of principle because they opened like minus 168, minus 170. That was a really high opener, minus 165, something like that. Then they're all the way down to minus 130. So you could say, hey, you're getting a better number, but I don't want to go directly against that. Again, you can play St. Louis out of principle if you want, but I'm just going over here. And again, some over trends looking at some matchups here. The over is 4-1, the last 5 Cubs home games. And the over is, 5-0, the last 5 with the Cubbies. And we look at St. Louis over 4-2, their last 6 on the road, and over 6-3, their last 9. So let's get some runs there at Wrigley with the wind howling out. I'm on St. Louis, Chicago Cubs, over 8.5. I'm going back to the well. I'm taking the under here. I know it stinks. I know they scored a million runs yesterday with Pittsburgh and killed our under, but I'm not going to flinch. I'm going back to the well. I know it was a 12-6 game yesterday, but what I like is this is the most lopsided play to the over. Public just sees that score from yesterday, says, give me another over play here. But with Howard and Gibson on the bump, and Gibson's been pretty good, everyone's betting the over, yet the total open at 9, and it's really juiced up under 9 under minus 120. Like, it may even fall to 8.5. So you have wind blowing in here at Citizens Bank Ballpark, about 5 mile an hour dead in. You also have an under ump, James Hoy. It's about 54% to the under. And some trends here. Philly 4-1 to the under the last 5, and the under is 8-4 the last 12 head-to-head between these teams. So maybe we get some regression here. I'm looking for a low-scoring game. Give me the Philly under 9. Next one up, the O's, baby. We got the under yesterday, which was great. Two high ERA pitchers. I'm going to go under I'm going Baltimore here with a kind of a sharp line move. This game opened at pretty much a pick'em, or even some shops were like -107 Rangers, and now it's flipped to a pick'em or even like closer to -110 Baltimore. So I'm looking at Baltimore here at home, seeing some steam in their favor, probably doesn't know what to do. But I like anytime I see split ticket counts, a line move, because theoretically, if tickets are even, the line shouldn't move at all. This line's inching to Baltimore. Some shops are like -103 to -107. It's nothing crazy, but a little movement Baltimore. They're 3-1 against Texas this year. Texas is terrible on the road, 22-56, and they haven't really hit lefties, 24-34. So I'm gonna go Baltimore here at pretty much a pick'em number at home with a little movement in their favor. Keep on cruising. Cincinnati Redlegs. I'm going under in this one. I wish I took the under yesterday. Took the over like an idiot and didn't get that one. But I'm going Reds under. I would try to find a 9 if you can, but it's actually down to 8.5 now. But that's kind of a good signal there that there's pro money on the under. Total open 9, down to 8.5. And I like that even though it's 8.5, some shops are like not really juicing up the over. They're kind of leaning under here once again. If you look at the home plate umpire here, Ryan Addison, he's been really good to the under, 54%. Wind's blowing in a little bit. I've seen a lot of under 9 money. So if you can wait and find a 9, hey, great. If not, I'm going to go under 8.5 here. And if you look at these teams, they've played 4 games this year, the under's 4-0. So I'm going under there with Sonny Gray and Cincinnati. This is a play on principle for me. My Boston Red Sox. Now, if anyone has noticed with the Sox, I'll fully admit there's a little move to the Yankees. They open like -112, -110. They're up to like -115, -120. But I think this is just public loving Gerrit Cole and seeing the name Gerrit Cole. And I'll tell you guys, the Red Sox, it's funny. The games we bet on the Red Sox, like that under 9.5 against the Mets the other day that cashed, everyone's like, the yellow jerseys are disgusting. The players love the yellow jerseys. It's actually a Boston Marathon jersey. That's where it comes from. It's not just to be gross and annoying to the eyes. But they're in their yellow jerseys, and I think they're undefeated in their yellow jerseys. I know it's something stupid here, but they're also a divisional dog high total. They're a little bit contrarian. I'm going to take plus money with the Red Sox here at home. This is a huge, huge series. This really, you know, if one team sweeps the other, this could really, really affect the wild card race and knock one or the other out of the playoff race here. But I'm going to take the plus money with the Red Sox around +108 at home. Let's go yellow jerseys, divisional dog high total. And I like that we're getting a little plus money and a little contrarian with the Red Sox at home. And I have some good systems here. Dogs fighting for the playoffs. That's 45%, but a 4% ROI. I also have a late season good team as a dog. This is a system we love recently. 46% with a 6% ROI this year. So give me Red Sox plus money divisional dog. And let's go yellow jerseys. Keep cruising. Next one up for me, Tampa Bay under 8.5. It's open at 9. It's down to 8.5. A lot of under money coming in here, guys. This would be a dome under. We always know domes, closed roof stadiums, always a little bit of an edge to the under. Ball doesn't travel. If you look at when the total is 8.5 or higher at the Trop this year, the under is 56%. Also, the under is 4-1 the last 5 at the Trop for the Rays. And I think with public betting over, yet this line falling, tells me some respective money came in here on the under. So I'm going Tampa Bay under 8.5 at home against Miami. Keep cruising. San Fran, Los Gigantes, missed it yesterday. I'm going on them today. They opened like -175. They've been bet up to around almost -190 at this point. One system I love with San Fran is off of locks. San Fran off a loss this year, 36-17, 68%. They still got to play well because the Dodgers are on their heels. And also San Fran 12-4 against Colorado this year. So I'm going to take a shot here on San Fran. I know it's kind of a big number. Rockies have been actually pretty good at home, but I like this movement. And I like this this matchup here off a loss and head-to-head. So give me Los Gigantes. Let's get it done today around -190. Robbed a bank here, even though it was a tough night overall in Major League Baseball. I love getting that Toronto under last night because that thing was dicey, but got it under 9.5. I'm going to go under again here, guys. Total open at 9. I'd wait this thing out. It fell to 8.5, but it's juiced up over like it may come back to 9. Wait it out. Try to get the under 9. If not, I will go 8.5 at some plus money. What I like about this one, under is 3-1 head-to-head these matchups this season. Also, a ton of under money's come in. This is a really lopsided over, yet the total fell. And you also look at the home plate on Dan Iasania. It's about 54% to the under. So that one just stinks to me with everyone betting the over, yet it fell. See if we can maybe get a 9. If not, I'll go 8.5. But give me the under there with Toronto and Minnesota. Then a couple more here, guys. Seattle. Believe it or not, I have 2 plays on this game. I'm going to go over first. Total open 8.5. You know, a lot of these books are kind of juicing up the under a little bit. Then it flipped to the over. So a lot of these were like 8.5 over, or sorry, 8.5 under -115. Now they're kind of flipping a little bit, 8.5 even, or maybe juicing up the over. What I like is one of the best over teams in baseball. You look at the LA Angels here. They are 82-69 to the over. Seattle is 78-70 to the over. We also have a great night at Angel Stadium, 72 degrees, wind blowing out 5 miles an hour. And also the over is 6-2, the last 8 head to head, between these two teams. So I'm expecting some runs. I'm also playing Seattle. So I don't typically love betting, you know, a spread and a total and a side on one game. Cause I feel like, you know, it's got to be perfect to make it happen. And if you win one, lose one, it's kind of a wash, or you lose the juice. But I like both of them, so I'm going to play both of them. I'm going Seattle as well on the money line. The open round, -110. They've been steamed up to around -120, -125. Seattle's only 2 games back of the wild card. They've been playing great. They've won 5 straight. They're 8-5 against the Angels this year. And Seattle is 33-26 against lefties. They're going up against Suarez here. And the Angels are 47-56 against righties, going up against Gilbert this year. So this would also be a system match with Seattle, a short road favorite off a win. You're a short road favorite, -130 or less. You won your last game, 173-115 this year, 60%, almost a 9% ROI. So I'm going Seattle over 8.5, and I'm going Seattle on the money line, around -125 on that one. Keep cruising. Dodgers is a big number, but they've been getting hit. I'm going to play them. They open around -210 here on the road. They've been steamed up to around -220. Dodgers are 14-2 against Arizona. They also got to keep winning to catch the Giants. And the Dodgers, 68-41 versus righties, going up against Castellanos here against Gosselin. Arizona, 38-72 against righties. And also Dodgers, 98-52 as a favorite, and Arizona, 38-93 as a dog. And again, Dodgers 14-2 against Arizona this year. I'm going to go Dodgers, lay the -220. Again, risk one unit to try to get a half unit back. That's my play there. So for those playing at home, let's get a big, come on, let's go gambling gods. Give us a good day today. Baseball, bounce back baseball. St. Louis over 8.5. Windy over at Wrigley. Philly under 9. Baltimore -106. Cincy under 8.5. Tampa Bay under 8.5. San Fran -185. Toronto under 8.5, but wait it out, maybe try to get a 9. Seattle -120, -125. Seattle over 8.5. Dodgers -220. And let's go Red Sox yellow jerseys +108. There you have it, guys. Halfway through the pod, just knocked down some MLB, but we got a ton more to get to. I want to hit on these college football games tonight. There's 4 on the board, and I'm seeing some good value in a bunch of them. I also want to share with you my favorite, or one of my favorite, grinder systems in college football. Then we'll finish up the pod with a couple biting plays in the UFC, in college football and NFL for this weekend. Games that I've had my eye on, a couple more we may not have mentioned, but a good list of plays here. Hopefully we can continue to cash here and get some dogs to bark. But I actually have a couple favorites here as well. So we'll hit on that when we return. Episode 415, a Fade the Public Friday edition of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind in the arena with. Ride the ups and downs, but stick to the model, stick to the blueprint, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back. All right, everyone, we are back at it after starting the pod here, recapping yesterday. Again, an annoying night, 4-8, -4.65 units. But we're bouncing back, and I'm excited about the board today. And again, baseball, it's volatile. You're going to have nights where you're up 4 units, nights when you're down 4 units. But you got to, as we always say, keep grinding it and keep sticking with it till the bitter end. If you quit or if you abandon it in April, hey, you're going to miss the hot streaks as well. So again, we're not abandoning baseball, but I'm really excited. To be honest, I can't wait for this Red Sox-Yankee game. I can't tell you the last time I was really pumped for a Red Sox-Yankee game. This is a huge game for the playoff implications, and I can't wait to sweat it and back the Sox and their yellow unis. I don't care what you say. I think they're great, and the players love them too. So let's go Sox. Anyway, guys, one good thing from last night, even though it was a rough night, was obviously this dog play. With Marshall and the fact that the guy didn't go into the end zone and sat down and didn't score another point. A good hit there. A little bit lucky, I'll admit it, but I'll take it because there are plays when I'm unlucky and lose. So you're damn right I'm going to be happy when I'm lucky and I win. But I love the board tonight, guys. So 4 games in college football. If you rewind back a week ago, remember we had a good night with dogs. It was, who was it? It was Louisville and Indiana, I think, or Illinois. I forgot who it was, but I think we were 2-0 with dog plays. I got some dogs for you today. So I want to share with you my 2 plays on dogs. My first play is Middle Tennessee State. I'm taking MTSU +3 tonight. A lot of these books open Charlotte, -2.5, -3, somewhere around there. Pretty much everybody's betting Charlotte here. I think just basically looking at the records, Charlotte's 2-1 and 2-1 ATS. MTSU is 1-2 and 1-2 ATS. You also have Middle Tennessee State opening with a win and then losing their last two. So you're kind of buying low, and they didn't cover against VaTech or UTSA. But also you'll get Charlotte. They lost 20-7 against Georgia State last week as a 4.5-point dog. So this is a really lopsided play where everyone's taking Charlotte, but I see kind of a sharp line freeze. Books really don't want to go to 3.5, and all these threes look like they may get back down to 2.5 based on the juice. It's a lot of plus threes, -115 across the board. So I'm on the key number of +3. I'm on MTSU here, guys. And the system that I wanted to share with you is short road dogs. This is kind of one of my favorite grinder systems. It generates a huge sample size all year long. But the thought process is, if you are a road dog in college football, this mean, and you're getting 4 points or less, a short road dog on the road, obviously dog on the road, short road dog, but it's 54% ATS the last decade, and it generates a ton of matches. It's got a really good ROI, around 7%. And it's the thought process with systems is, you know, you can make any system and overfit it and make it look great, but is there a good theory behind it? Is it, you know, will it continue to, you know, be sustainable over the long run? That's the question. But what I like about this one is typically you get 3 points for home field advantage. So if you're a dog of +4 or less, basically on a neutral site, these teams are even. That's kind of the angle here. So again, short road dogs, 4 or less, 54% ATS the last decade. This would match with Middle Tennessee State. They're super contrarian in a heavily bet game, primetime game, and also kind of a line freeze here. Even though heavy betting Charlotte with, you know, 3 out of 4 bets laying it, pretty much stayed at 3 here. So I'm on MTSU +3. That's my first play. My second play is give me Wake Forest here. I like this one. It's not a huge contrarian play. The tickets are actually split right down the middle. The public has no idea what to do with this game because Wake's 3-0, but 1-2 ATS. Virginia's 2-1, 2-1 ATS. You have Wake coming off a great win against FSU. They beat Norfolk. They beat Old Dominion too. And you have Virginia, who just got rolled by UNC. Lost 59-39, didn't cover 7.5-point dog. So public is like, yeah, Virginia's probably the better team, but Wake's got a better record. But Virginia's at home. What do I do? Every ticket counts I see at the major books are 50-50 right down the middle. So again, anytime we see 50-50 betting, my question is, where does the line move? Because theoretically, it shouldn't move at all. So it's a dead giveaway with an even ticket count if it goes one direction. Tells you the bigger wagers are on that side. And it looks to me like the bigger wagers are on Wake Forest here. So I'm on Wake. A lot of these books open Virginia -4 at home. It's down to 3.5. And I love that these 3.5s for Wake Forest are juiced up like they may go to 3. So hop on the hook if you can. This is, again, a short road dog system match. Same one with MTSU as Wake Forest. And also a conference road dog as well. So that's the familiarity angle, kind of like those divisional dogs in baseball and NFL. So I'm on Wake +3.5. And then my last play of the night, I'm going over Liberty and Syracuse. I know a lot of people love Liberty. Hugh Freeze has been great. They're 3-0 straight up. They're 3-0 ATS. But they're super, super popular. And they've kind of been staying the same at 6.5. So I'm not going to go Liberty just because, you know, the mistake to me is, hey, let me bet Liberty just because they're really good. No, like, what's the market telling you? Market is telling me it's kind of a line freeze, and Syracuse is really contrarian at home. So I'm not playing the spread, but my angle here, guys, I don't care who scores. Give me the OVA, baby, the over. And again, in Boston, you do not pronounce your R's here. There's no overs. There's OVAs, an OVA under. Give me the Liberty over. It opened at 53. It's embedded up to 54. This is going to be played at the Carrier Dome indoors. So I always love betting overs when you're inside. It's a slick track and it benefits the offense. And these teams have scored a ton. Liberty's averaging 38 a game. Cuse is averaging 33 a game. I'm going to go Liberty here to the over. Over 54 here. Liberty and Syracuse. If you can find a 53.5, even better. But 54 is the number I'm seeing here. So my plays in college tonight, MTSU +3, Wake Forest +3.5, and Liberty over 54. 53.5 would be even better. Now let's look for some games upcoming. Just wanted to mention this. And again, tune into Lombardi Line. These things change. So you want to make sure you join up and look at the late movement and late number changes going into the weekend. But first one that caught my eye, I love Wisconsin, guys. This is the number one most heavily bet game of the weekend, and everybody's on Notre Dame. I mean everybody. So Notre Dame 3-0, Wisconsin 1-1. How on earth is Notre Dame getting points? This is the ultimate pros versus Joes game. Wisconsin actually opened as a 5-point dog, 5.5-point dog. And even though everyone's betting Notre Dame, Wisconsin's become even more of a favorite. -6.5, -6. Try to find a 6 if you can. But I love Wisconsin here. I have some systems. Teams off a bye, so Wisconsin has more time to get ready for this game. Home favorites off a bye, ranked favorites off a bye, 59% ATS. Last decade, two ranked teams take the favorite, 56% ATS the last decade. This is a really fade the trendy dog pro versus Joe match. Give me Wisconsin. I'm loving this play. Everyone on Notre Dame, yet Wisconsin opens as a favorite, only getting a third of bets and has become more of a favorite. I'm laying it with the Badgers here. Next one is another fade the trendy dog. Texas A&M, everybody on Arkansas. And Arkansas has been off to a good start, both teams 3-0. And you look at Texas A&M, typically they're going to be a public play, but they're not. Everyone taking Arkansas on the points. But yet a lot of these shops open -4, -4.5. We've now seen Texas A&M get up to 5. At one point, they got to 5.5. Texas A&M is a favorite, only getting about a third of bets. I love this spot. This would be your two ranked teams take the favorite. Again, what did I say? 56% ATS, 55%, something like that. Give me Texas A&M. I'm going to lay it there with Texas A&M. I love Mississippi State. This is a game we talked about all week, but everyone's betting LSU, and LSU opened -3.5 on the road. They're down to 2.5. I know you missed the key number there, but I'm going to grab the points. I don't think it gets back to 3. If anything, I think maybe it gets to 2. But that is a sharp line move toward Mississippi State. Texas Tech at Texas. Everyone on Hook'em with Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Texas at home. You got to play it. You got to play it, my man. But yet Texas at home opens -10, 10.5. They're down to 9. So good move there toward Texas Tech as a road conference dog. Boise, if you want to root for some points, I'm on the Boise over. I know it's a big number, but this total open Boise, Utah State, I think like 65. It's been bet up to 70. Now, if you don't want to play this because it's moved so much, I don't blame you. Again, that could be an angle here. However, ton of over money, and I've seen it continue to get hit even though it's risen. So even though it's like 68, I saw a sharp move still over 68, over 69. These points are they come hot and heavy here. Utah State averaging 41, giving up 30. Boise scoring 35, giving up 24. I think we could have a big, big scoring game there. I'm on the Boise over 69.5. Missouri on the money line. I'm going Missouri here. Everyone's on BC. They're looking good. I think they're 3-0, even though college football doesn't exist here in New England. But I think Mizzou's a step up in class. And I like that you're kind of buying low on Mizzou a little bit. Let me see. I just want to double check this. I feel like they lost their last game, did they? No, they beat Southeast Missouri. They lost against Kentucky. That was it. 5.5-point dog, lost 35-28. But everyone's betting BC, and yet Missouri kind of open as a short favorite. State is a short favorite, like -1.5. I'm money lining Missouri here. To me, that's a contrarian favorite on the road that looks pretty decent to me. Keep on cruising. A couple more. Baylor getting 7 at home. I like this spot. Everybody's on Iowa State, yet Iowa State pretty much open -7 on the road. Stayed -7, even though heavy betting Iowa State. So that's kind of a sharp line freeze. Baylor unranked versus ranked. I'll take the 7 there with Baylor. And then another one, Florida Atlantic. That one was notable to me as well. Florida Atlantic went from +5 to +4, even though everybody is kind of leaning Air Force in that one. So I would match another short road dog system that we love, and that's a match on FAU. So a couple of those that caught my eye. I think the big boys will be Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Mississippi State. If we can get some other of these, that would be even better. Real quick, flipping to NFL. And again, Sunday Lombardi Line will break down all these games. But the football team, I'm loving them. This could be your last shot to get the hook. They open 9.5 all the way down to 7.5 and going down to 7 here. They have a rest advantage. And that's a dog with a line move in their favor, which has been a good system historically. So I'm on the football team, 7.5. My Patriots, I can't wait to watch this game. But I'm on New Orleans, +3. It's a big public play to New England at home, yet they opened -3, stayed -3, and they're inching to 2.5. All these +3s are juiced up -115 toward New Orleans. I'm on Atlanta, +3. I love that Gamble and Lou is on this one as well, but two dogs and two winless teams take the dog. Take dog, it was 2-0 ATS, 62% here over the last decade. Give me Atlanta +3. This thing's getting down to 2.5. I jump on it now before you miss the key number. Miami's become a late evolving play for me. Give me Miami +4. If you can still find the 4, you may be down to 3.5. But a lot of these books were 4.5, 4. Now they're falling to 3.5. Everybody's on Vegas. They've been playing great and winning all their games as an underdog or their first two. But I think they might become overvalued. This would also be a lot of system matches. Short road dog, +6 or less, which has been great since the last couple of years, 62%. Also dogs off a blowout and dogs who got shut out. Buying low on those spots are between 56 and 57%. ATS. So I'm on Miami there, ideally a 4, if not 3.5. Tampa Bay money line. dog to fave line move. I'm a little concerned. Tampa Bay is going to be probably a public play, but I love that line move, and I'm on Brady there to win the damn game, minus 120. Again, going from +1.5 to -1.5. Minnesota's a late evolving play for me. Everybody's on Seattle, and this line just seems fishy. You saw Seattle open -2.5 on the road. Everybody's on them. Minnesota's winless. This is another buy low spot on a winless team. With the Minnesota Vikings, who, again, they covered their last game, which was nice against Arizona. They lost by one, but covered that line for us as a dog bet. But this just seems fishy. Seattle's getting almost 8 out of 10 bets. They open 2.5, yet they're down to 2 or even 1.5. Give me Minnesota there. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the damn game. I'll take the points just in case something crazy happens. Green Bay, we mentioned this earlier in the week. Hopefully you listened. Grab the hook with Green Bay. +3.5 down to +3. Again, that was an early week play that I put in there. But that is Aaron Rodgers as a dog spot. Also a short dog with a line move, primetime dog, all these matches with Green Bay. I'll take the points there. And then Monday night, we'll talk about this when we get closer to it. But Philly, give me the Philly Eagles. This is your last shot to get a 3.5. Looks like it's going down to 3. Sharp move here toward Philly with everyone on Dallas. Yet Dallas open -3.5 or -4. Down to 3.5, and it's juiced up like it's going to 3. So try to get the hook before you lose it there with Philly. And then, of course, to finish up the pod as we head into the weekend, got a couple MMA plays for you. A little biting, a little UFC. Can we go 2-0? That would be great. My first play, and I'm going to screw up this name terribly. Let me find my guy just so I don't screw it up too bad. Merab Dvalishvili. Dvalishvili. Merab Dvalishvili. My guy. He opened -220. He's been steamed up to -250. I like this spot here. Dvalishvili, not only with a line move, but he's 30 years old. His opponent, Moraes, is 33. They're both 5'5". Dvalishvili has a 68-inch reach for 67 for Moraes. The other thing I like is Gamble and Lou is on Dvalishvili. So he matches with us, younger, longer reach, line move, and Lou's on it. Sounds good to me. Bet Tris, not bet to win, -250, Dvalishvili. And my other play is a big youth, or a big age advantage. Chris Daukus. Give me Daukus against Shamil Abdurakhminov. Chris Daukus. He opened -180. He's up to -200. It's a line move in his favor. Daukus is 31 years old, and his opponent is 40. That's a huge, huge difference there in age. They're both 6'2". They both have a 76-inch reach. But a 9-year age gap, fade fighters 35 or older. Fade fighters 5 years older than their opponent or higher. A line move to Daukus. Those are my two plays. Daukus -200 and Dvalishvili -250 in the UFC, baby. Let's go Dvalishvili and let's go Daukus. With that being said, guys, another day, another dollar, another pod in the books. Hope you have a great weekend. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast, if it's helped you cash any plays, aside from an annoying night last night, but you know that's the forest amongst the trees. We're playing a long game. If you want to make my day, get me happy going into the weekend, all I ask of you is one thing. Number one, I guess two things. Keep listening to the pod. But number two, buy my book. Buy a copy of the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's got everything I've learned working in the industry for over a decade now at this point, evolving over time from a square recreational public bettor, making all the mistakes that I now know to avoid, and learning how to go contrarian and read line movement and put on the hazmat, when to put on the hazmat suit, and find out where the sharp action is and set up a bankroll management plan. It's all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. If you wanted to get a copy, it would mean the world to me, guys. Thank you so much if you bought it or are going to buy it. But with that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, the beautiful stadium swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays, sipping pina coladas with the crew, or the good old South Point where the true grinders get down, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. And I know it was a tough night last night. You're not going to show me as many money tickets as I hope. Dodgers, Texas under, Minnesota under. But you know what you're going to show me? How about Marshall +7? How about getting a great break there? Remember some bad beats that we've had? That was some payback. Show me a Marshall +7 when the guy sits down at the 4-yard line and does not kill us there to end it. And we're going to buy a beer for that kid when he's of age, of course. but now I think with the rules in college, maybe that is legal. Who knows? But show me a Marshall +7 ticket, guys. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, sweat sharp contrarian plays all night. I want to wish you the best of luck this weekend, guys. Again, tune into Lombardi Line. 10 a.m. to noon. You can also find me betting Cross America 3 to 4 Eastern time today, updating you, running the board with Pritch. It's a great Friday. I love doing that. So we just go through every game. But reminder, as always, guys, my parting words, Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. And of course, will smart money win every time? Nope. There's no such thing as a locker or guarantee, but if we consistently find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, beat the closing line, flat bet, no parlays, we're going to be successful bettors long-term, guys. So let's have a bounce-back day. Good luck, everyone. Have a great weekend. Stay happy, stay healthy. Tip your ticket writer, and best of luck. Have a great weekend, everyone. Hope to see you on Lombardi Line, and hope you have a great, great weekend, everyone. Enjoy it, and I'll see you back on Monday. Have a great weekend, guys. Good luck.